From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Meat born, raised, and slaughtered in foreign countries can still carry a product of USA label as long as it passes through USDA-inspected facilities. But the National Farmers Union says the practice misleads consumers and allows foreign interests to take advantage of market opportunities reserved for U.S. producers. The Organization for Competitive Markets and American Grass-Fed Association launched a petition stating the USDA's product of USA labels should be only for products born, raised, and slaughtered in the U.S. The National Farmers Union supports the petition. China's Commerce Ministry will soon be sending a trade delegation to the U.S. ahead of another tariff escalation, many taking a toll on U.S. ag exports. According to AgriPulse, China's Vice Minister of Commerce and Deputy International Trade Representative will lead the delegation in late August after an invitation from the U.S. A potential ban on glyphosate in Brazil would be a disaster for the country's agriculture, and a court case that's targeted the agrochemical is worrying Ag Minister Blair Omaggi. Agriculture.com reports a Brazilian court ruled new products containing the herbicide could not be registered, and existing registrations would be temporarily suspended until the health authority issues a decision on glyphosate safety. Omaggi says glyphosate is used on about 95% of Brazil's soy, corn, and cotton, and there is no readily available substitute. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.